Hello, audio boob people. We just tried Twitter mic, and it basically, like, aborted my baby. Because we had a great little show just now, you know.
It was actually not a little show. It was a long show.
It was a long show.
Program, you don't have a 5 minute.
You're supposed to not have
limit.
A 5 minute limit, but
your
apparently
limit is fucking sucking. that would be the limit.
The only limit is your imagination and the suckiness of this app. So we're back to Audio Boo, which I really enjoy.
So where are we right now, David?
We are 0 feet from ourselves. And oh hey man, how's it going? Hey. Oh.
How you doing?
Pretty good. What are you doing tonight?
Chilling.
Yeah. Hey, we're back. I just ran into Ryan on the street, the hot bartender from Asylum.
With piercings,
and yeah.
You probably can't even see all of his piercings. That's the best part.
Probably only see half of them, and yeah. I already see like 10.
Yeah.
So anyway, today we're going to talk about the shorts party, and there's a little situation where our friend V, we'll call her.
Yeah, V for vagina, because
she has a vagina. She got a little wasty, and all of a sudden, it's like one of those things like that creeps up on you. Like first,
well, we were all having fun. We all
were having
doing
fun.
Like, sure, we do a few shots.
Some shots, I mean, some champagne.
Of course, anytime the word shots comes up, you know someone is gonna drop.
You don't know who. It's almost like it's like a Lost episode. Someone will die. Who will it be? You know.
Anyway, so we turn around, and all of a sudden. She looked
light
like,
as a feather, stiff as a board.
It was like trying to stand up a marionette without the strings attached. That's what her body was like.
So our friend Jay, another pseudonym, picks her up bodyguard style and is like carrying her gracefully down the stairs, except for the fact that V is like thrashing about like a fish.
And you know, I think when that happens to a friend of yours, you're trying to play it off a little bit because you don't want to have everyone get kicked out or the police involved. So you kind of, you know, you're carrying your friend, but you're also dancing a little bit.
Yeah, because you want
to
be like, hey, she's pretty good.
Stops, everyone will like turn and look at you and start being worried. So you're like, oh, she's fine. You know, she's cool. But you know, internally you're like, oh, you know, don't let her get raped. Don't let her get raped. And she was putting out like strong rape vibes. Like, you just like even I wanted to like rape her.
There was almost there was a wave. There was like the R wave that you could just see.
She was really cute, and she was like still smiling.
Still smiling.
And she looked really happy.
She looked
just,
like
no control over her body, especially below the waist.
She looked like I probably won't throw up on you.
Yeah.
But maybe I will.
Yeah.
So that's
so turn me around before.
Right. So we get down the stairs, and Jay, you know, he goes to the gym, he works out, he's a good gay, but it was clear that he could not make it the rest of the way to the cab. So this hot bouncer comes over, and we're all like, wow, this is a great opportunity, because maybe Vic V will like, sober up and get like, yeah, just enough time to get screwed in the bathroom, but no, she didn't. So we ended up walking her out to the street. And now this is the point where we have to pretend like she's not really wasted and that she can make it in the cab by herself, which wasn't working. So all of a sudden it comes, I'm looking at this guy S, and he's like, well, David, why don't you go home with her?
You're both friends.
Yeah, we're both friends. And I'm like, well, S, you live like in the same neighborhood as her. Like, he's like, but I don't want to go. Like, I'm like, well, maybe you should. And I just kind of did that thing where I was like, I just kind of looked at him for a moment, and we just had like we stared for about 20 seconds at each other, and the cab driver is like, I'm not taking her alone. And then magically S got in the cab with her, and I know you were standing there like, we just fucking got here, better not get in that cab.
So
we went back in, and you know, we had a lot of fun.
And we didn't die. Well, did she die?
She didn't. I got a text from her at 4 p.m. the next day. So I was happy to
hear
that.
But we don't know that she didn't get raped. Right? She could have.
Still possible.
Okay, well.
You never know. Because, you know, someone might have called at that time, that critical time. And she could have been like, oh, cool.
Maybe I just fell asleep in the taxi and the taxi got driver. I mean,
you never know.
There's a lot of fun stuff.
But we love her. So we're glad that she's okay.
Next time we'll just do maybe one less round of shots.
So on the next, we haven't named our podcast yet, but on the next time, we're going to talk about how the Circulator is the perfect hipster bus, and we'll talk to Bike to Work Day.